nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening. My name is Lucy Kiden. Welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour right here on Radio Miraya. Now, South Sudan has been dependent on oil revenue in the past years, with huge percentage of the budget coming from oil revenue. Up until 2019, it is reported that oil revenue contributed up to 98% of the government revenue before independence, and the trend continued after independence. Now, in 2019, South Sudan achieved its highest ever receipt of $14.2 million in non-oil tax revenues for the first time in the nation's history. And as we speak, for the fiscal year 2022-2023 proposed budget, the expenditure is about 1.39 trillion and close to 9% revenue is expected to come from non-oil revenue. There's also a deficit of about 580 billion, part of which the government hopes will come from non-oil revenue, which is taxes. So today, we're looking at the importance of citizens' understanding of taxation and tax compliance. And with me is Daniel Locorto, and he is here to help us understand more about taxation and tax compliance. Daniel here is a State Member of Parliament, Central Equatoria State, and a teacher by profession. Daniel has in the past been the chairperson for public accounts in the State Parliament and finance as well in the State Parliament when we had 32 states, and that was in Yei. Now, currently, he is a facilitator for a campaign that kicked off last month to create awareness on taxation and tax compliance. So, Daniel Locorto, you're welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much.
I really hope I am saying your other name exactly the right way.
You're right.
Okay. Now, first of all, let's first learn a bit about this campaign. What is it, and what have you done so far?
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, it's my pleasure for the first time to be in Radio Miraya since its birth. My name is Honorable Locorto Daniel Arama. I'm a member of parliament in Central Equatoria State Transitional Legislative Assembly. And I want to tell my people who are listening to me all over South Sudan that I've been in parliament since 2010. And I served as the chairperson for public accounts in the then Central Equatoria State before we went to 32 states. And of course, I hail from Yei. And when I was in Yei, I was also serving as the chairperson for the Committee of Finance in Yei River State Legislative Assembly. I want to say I greet all the people of South Sudan for this matter in two categories. One, our people serving in the government, and our people who are regarded as taxpayers for which I'm talking about here. So I extend my warm greetings to all the people of South Sudan, and I want to thank you for receiving me to Radio Miraya.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm here on behalf of Frontier Consulting. It is a group of consultancy service in South Sudan that provides information, particularly for this matter, on issues of tax compliance. And Frontier Consulting works in partnership with the UNDP to carry out matters on taxation and the tax compliance.
Mm-hmm.
This program was initiated and it has started rolling out. We were in the last week in Awil, northern Bargazali state, and we conducted this training program with the particularly officials charged with the responsibility of revenue collection in the states, those the Revenue Authority, the State Revenue Authority, and all those other institutions at the state level that are dealing with the revenue collection.
What are those other institutions?
Well, we have a number of institutions that are tasked with the responsibility to collect revenues. For example, the State Revenue Authority, we have the Ministry of Agriculture has a responsibility to collect revenues. We have other institutions like Insurance Regulatory Authority, Investment Authority, all those institutions that have responsibility to collect revenues on behalf of the government are what we call revenue generating institutions.
Okay.
In the state.
Does this campaign only stop at creating awareness in for this particular institution, or does it have parts where even citizens can understand taxation?
Here we are focusing on these institutions, but the idea is for all the people of South Sudan, because when we empower revenue generating institutions, they are going to engage with the citizens who are the taxpayers. So the program does not limit to revenue generating institutions, but it cuts across. It actually targets all the citizens of South Sudan, because by law the citizens have obligations to contribute revenues to their own country for development purpose. So the program it's intended for all the taxpayers for this matter in South Sudan, who are the citizens of this country.
Well, that's good, because right now we have lots and lots of citizens listening in.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's just briefly understand taxation and tax compliance.
Very good. You know, South Sudan is a country with an economic system that's governed by law. Because when we talk of government, the government is a system. And in the government, we have a law, like the supreme law, the constitution. We have a bill of rights in which the government and the people come into understanding. In summary, if we can say, government provides promises, services for the people. And the government informs people to participate in the development of their own country by contributing revenues to the government, because the citizens are the main source of income for the government. Now, the government has economic objectives, and these objectives aim at eradication of poverty and meeting of the Millennium Development Goals. You know, we are a global country.
Yes.
We are not an island.
Which specific goals?
The goals are many, like the Sustainable Development Goals. What the world is advocating for, South Sudan also as part of the world, is advocating to achieve these Sustainable Development Goals. Like when we talk of quality of education, you know, health services, and all this. So the government informs citizens to contribute taxes in order to ensure that the desired services that the citizens are looking for, that the government has to provide for them, is realized. So a Frontier Consulting came with the idea of conducting this tax compliance awareness, and our intention, our objective, is that one, we want to talk to our citizens, particularly to know exactly what is tax, okay? And then what are the economic objectives of the government for which taxes must be collected? We also look at what tax compliance is and why are people are engaging sometimes not to respond to paying taxes. What are the reasons? So that people can be able to really realize how important it is. So this is the intention of us coming together to ensure that we aware our people to know exactly their responsibility as citizens of this country.
Now, looking at your objectives, these have been problems. The objectives are solutions to problems.
Yes.
So I'm noting that there is a lack of understanding of taxation in South Sudan, and there is people who are not paying their taxes. They actually probably even dodge to pay their taxes. They avoid to pay their taxes. Now, let's try and answer that question. Why is it that we are at this state where people don't know about taxation or don't even want to pay their taxes?
There are a lot of things surrounding this circumstance. First of all, if I'm to be very specific, that our objectives of carrying out this awareness, one is to examine the tax administration system in the states and the level of tax compliance among taxpayers. We want to know exactly, do the people of South Sudan regard paying taxes to the government as an important exercise in this country? This is one. We are also interested to establish the relationship between the tax administration and the tax compliance in the states and the country at large. Now, when you are able to establish this, we are also interested to see that the institutions that are charged with the responsibility of planning ensure that the plans they put in place are accomplished using the revenues that they realize at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So all these objectives are what that we are advocating for in order to see that the revenues that are collected in the states are used for the desired purpose in the states. So this is what is very, very important that we are handling as a frontier consulting. And this program has started in Awil. We will roll it out in Central Equatoria, and we will also conduct the same exercise in some of the states, especially in Western Equatoria, and the process will continue in other states.
Now, I definitely want to ask you about what your discoveries were when you went to Awil, but before we go there, let's just talk about South Sudan in general. As part of the report say that we have been very dependent on oil,
yes,
and we sort of just discovered that, hey, we can actually get money from here.
Yes.
Now, you were part of... you've been in Parliament for a long time.
Yes.
And you were chairperson for public accounts before 2016, and then eventually chair for finance in the Parliament, in the State Parliament.
Yes.
What were your observations in regards to tax compliance and the tax systems themselves?
First of all, as I mentioned, as a country, all citizens have obligations to pay tax. But of course, paying tax sometimes is not easy. There are some people who do not accept to respond to calls of the government so that they can be able to pay tax. But for this matter, we have established institutions that have to handle issues of tax compliance of the citizens. First of all, as a country, we have to develop institutions that have to ensure that people respond.
Which institutions are these?
These institutions are many. Like for our case, as a country, we have the National Revenue Authority, the Ministry of Finance, and all the like institutions.
But the way it looks like, these institutions are already there.
Yes.
The National Revenue Authority has been there for a while now.
Yes.
With a lot of change in leadership, but they've been there. The Ministry of Finance has been there. The different departments in the Parliament, they're all there. We have the City Council, it's there. So where has the problem been?
The institutions have been there, but now what we are talking about is the compliance of the citizens to respond to taxes. First of all, South Sudan is a country that is endowed with the natural resources, and oil is one of them. So you find that since then, majority or the biggest share of revenue that we get is generated from oil, about 98%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have other resources which need to be mobilized, and these resources are in form of non-oil revenues. So these resources are what that we are targeting, so that all these revenue generating institutions can be able to organize in addition to the oil revenues, so that the revenue performance in the state can be able to, I mean in the country can be able to improve, and the government can be able to have adequate revenue resources to meet its obligations.
Yes.
And the obligations that the government has are those of providing services to the citizens of the country.
Well, thank you for coming there, because this is where I wanted you to go, but you took so long to get there.
Yes.
Talking about providing services to the people, being here, we keep hearing feedback from the citizens, and one of a common feedback is, where does our money go? We pay tax, it's collected, but where does it go? You know, we pay for rubbish to collect it, the rubbish heap is growing bigger and bigger. So where is the problem here, on the side of the institutions?
Yes, you find that services may be provided, but not to the expectations of the citizens. For example, we have citizens collecting taxes, and these taxes are supposed to be used for providing services, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the importance of collecting these revenues, as I mentioned, one is to help us provide the services to the citizens of this country. And then these revenue-generating institutions, once they achieve this, you find that expenditures is a challenge, you know. We have challenges to do with the budget discipline. Revenues that have been collected sometimes are not used for the right purpose. It is spent on other responsibilities. And this is where sometimes issues of non-compliance come in. Because when revenues are collected, at the end of the fiscal year, people are interested to see that the revenue they contribute has given answers to what they expect. But once there are no answers provided, and then the degree of response to revenue payment becomes a problem. So this is our issue here.
Do you have a case example that you can share where revenue has been shifted to something that takes a lot of money and hasn't really met the citizens' expectations?
Of course, these situations are there. We have a number of situations, like when we are passing budgets, you find that we have what we call Appropriation Act. And this act provides that there is no supposed to be shifting of items from one code to another, and what is not being planned for is not supposed to be implemented unless it is put into the plan that is approved by Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, in the implementation process, certain important ideas that are not being incorporated into the plan are put into implementation. And so some of these items that are implemented may be outside what is required by the citizens for service delivery. And this is where sometimes budget indiscipline comes in.
Well, you've not pinpointed a specific example, which is fine.
Yes.
But then let's come to the part where now you're addressing this particular issue. What is the direct solution to solve this issue of budget discipline?
The only information we can do is the awareness that we are carrying here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because information to citizens is very important. And those charged with the responsibility to implement budgets, when they are informed about the necessity to respect budget lines, then improvements can be realized here. This is what I think we can achieve.
Okay. Well, if you've just joined us, this is Nationwide Discussion Hour right here on Radio Miraya. I'm Lucy Kiden, and with me is Daniel Lokorto, a State Member of Parliament, and he's been in the Parliament for a while, handling and being and chairing where the money is, public accounts, finance, you know. But currently, he's facilitating for a campaign to create awareness on taxation and tax compliance. And so if you have a question, if you've been listening in and you have a question, you can definitely send a text message on 0912-177141. Yes, that is it. And if you want to call in, I will be opening my line soon, but not yet. For now, send in your text messages. Now, Daniel, let's come to the recent a part of your campaign where you had a training in a will.
Yes.
What were your takeouts from that training? How was the experience? What did you discover?
Well, in a will, I think there are a lot of important things that we consider as our own observations and findings. First of all, we have the institutions established in place at the state, and we have the issue of expanding the revenue base in the state. You know, for you to be able to mobilize adequate resources, you should be able to have a data of what you regard as your sources of revenue. This is one challenge that we are realizing in the states, and this requires a lot of serious intervention. Number two is the investment capacity. You know, for us to have a strong revenue base, we should be able to have huge investments that can be able to generate revenues for the benefit of the state government. This is another serious challenge. The financial capacity of the taxpayers is an issue. You find that people have no investment capital so that they can be able to engage strongly in business enterprises so that they can be able to generate and pay to the government in form of taxes. So there are a lot of factors that we have realized in the states that requires some intervention if we are to strengthen the revenue systems in the states. You know, we are a system of government that is decentralized. The states have an obligation to collect revenues. The local government has an obligation to collect revenues. And the national government has an obligation to collect revenues. So all these levels of government play their role. At every moment, they have fiscal policies in which they always project what they want to achieve in a given year. So strengthening these levels of government will greatly support our output in a given year in form of providing services to the people. Mm-hmm. So we need not to underrate any revenue concern at any level of government. So empowering the people is something we regard an important exercise to support the government deliver the much needed services that people are talking about.
Shortly, I'll be asking you about how to empower people. But before we do that, you just mentioned the different levels at which we pay taxes, the local level, the state level, and then to the national level. Has that been effective, though? This system, where some call it a double tax system or a triple tax system. Could you just explain that?
Yes, exactly. You know, as I mentioned, we have an economic system that's governed by law. And when you come to the local government, we have the local government acts that provides sources of revenue for the local government. And you'll see that one in, I think if I can be accurate, that's I think section 74 of the local government act. When you come to the state, the state also have competence and legislation for revenue collection. So we have resources that belong to the state, and we have those that belong to the national government. Our problem is sometimes adherence to the provisions of the law. What is for the local government, sometimes the state can interfere. And what is for the state government, the national government can interfere, and vice versa. Sometimes the state interferes with a resource that belongs to the national government. The state can interfere on a resource that belongs to the local government. Recently, we had been discussing in Parliament about tax harmonization. And these are some of the issues that are being brought in which there are a lot of overlap between different levels of government. And such situations cause a lot of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so harmonizing them becomes a necessity so that there is no conflict at these levels of government. After all, the revenue collected, if well managed, is for the benefit of the citizens of the state. Whether you are in the local government, you are in the state level, or you are in the national level, the services, if we build a primary health care unit, the benefit is for all the people of South Sudan. So we need understanding and harmony in that matter.
And so talk about harmonizing. Is this what is being looked at when we talked about the issue of the deficit for the current proposed budget, about 580 billion? And we had some of the experts come in, and the key to it is making sure all taxes come through Revenue Authority. Is this the right solution, and how is it going to work?
It might be one of the solutions, because where there is overlap, it generates conflict. And where there is conflict, sometimes checks and balance becomes a challenge. So streamlining responsibilities will ensure that what belongs to who is well understood, and therefore when we ask for accountability, it can easily be granted easily. So if resources that we collect are well supervised so that they are collected in a transparent manner into the common pool of the government, and then these deficits, these gaps that we are talking about can easily be bridged.
Okay. Now you said in the different acts for the local and the state, these are revenues that, you know, in turn come back into the government and maybe pay civil servants and the like. How will that work now if it all goes to National Revenue Authority?
The system at the moment is that what is being collected by the National Revenue Authority goes to the National Revenue Authority. And what is being collected by the State Revenue Authority goes to the State Revenue Authority, as well as the local government. So the local government have councils, legislative councils, for which the revenues that they collect are legislated on for service delivery at the local government level. And the state also does the same. The national government does the same. Now we have linkages in which, by law, the local government contributes certain percent of their revenues to the state government, and the state government also is to do the same. The contributions that it collects, a share of it is supposed to be submitted to the national government, and the national government provides this back in form of grants to the states, and the states also provide the same to the local government. All these are aimed at providing services. So this, the primary responsibility, the primary focus, is giving answers to taxpayers. This is the most important thing, that we should be able to realize that as taxpayers, we have an obligations. As citizens of this country, we have obligations to pay tax to the government, and we have to respect the call by the government whenever we are asked to do so. This is an obligation. It is a duty. And the government also must ensure that the revenues that it collects from the citizens are given back to them in form of services, so that with the time, the taxpayers will say, yes, the purpose of paying this tax is for a genuine reason. Therefore, let me comply.
Okay.
So some of the reasons why people don't comply is because they don't see answers to the revenues that they collect. So it requires us to also look left and right to see what best we can do to solve the problems that
way. Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel Lokorto is a State Member of Parliament, Central Equatoria State, and he's here to talk about taxation and tax compliance. So far, we've seen that there's a big gap as far as the taxation system itself, compliance on managing of taxes, as well as compliance for citizens to pay taxes. And so this campaign that is currently ongoing is to address those issues and also assess where there are other needs in order to make sure that the system is working well. Now, if you have any question after the break, I'll be opening the lines for you to call in. So don't go away. Stay tuned.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation. Your preferred station, the voice of peace. Radio Miraya, Radio Miraya.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.
Welcome back. This is Nationwide Discussion Hour. I'm Lucy Kiden, and today we're looking at taxation and tax compliance. Why is it important for citizens to know their role, institutions to know their role? That's what we're looking at, so that at the end of the day, we all benefit from the taxes that are collected by the revenue authorities in the state and in the national government as well. And so if you have a question right now, you can call on 0929-686297. You can still send a text message to 0912-177141. Daniel Lokorto is with us in the studio. He has experience in the financial sector while working as Member of Parliament in the state government. Go ahead and call in right now. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Low Daniel Boyle from Jonglei State.
Low Daniel from Jonglei.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. The reason why we are not paying tax, we are not seeing any reason. Like our civil servants now here, for example, here in Jonglei State, there was strike of the teachers. As you have heard from others, or you might have heard of it. Because of that, we are unable to pay the tax because of such an act. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that program, and we wish you the best over there.
All right. Did you have a question, or you just had this appreciation?
First of all, I'm appreciating the program. Secondly, is the question is, we are not seeing the reason why we are not seeing that.
Low, could you speak out, please? I can.
Yes, hear any,
yes, go ahead and ask.
Yeah, I said, for example, here in Dundee, many of us went on strike, the civil servants.
Yes, I understood that. I wanted you to repeat your question.
Okay, my question is, why is that our government is not paying this?
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Low here is asking, why is government not paying civil servants, especially at state level? First of all, he appreciates Daniel here for the campaign. And he says there was a strike before. Before we answer your question, Daniel, if you want to ask a question, do call in right now. I'll be taking two more callers. So the number is 0929-686297. Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good evening.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
So, you're talking to Elias Bonambo from Zara County, Western Victoria State.
Elias from Zara.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask your question.
So, what you have talked about all.
Elias, I'm losing you there. Could you speak louder?
Yes, I see. I'm saying I appreciate the guest for what he has said all. So in South Sudan, we have a problem because we South Sudanese really, what I know is in talking really, we are really 100% in talking. But coming to the action, really, it is very, very terrible for us here in South Sudanese. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, as he said, now what role can he play, really, to know that what he has said, all the government, the steps he has talked about, can be even be able to implement all what he has said?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, too.
All right, Elias here from Zara is asking, what is your role to make sure, ensure that action actually takes place after these trainings and talking to these people and putting the systems right? How do you hold the government accountable? One last question from the calling lines, 0929-686297. Go ahead and call in now and ask your question as we talk about taxation and tax compliance. I have seen some of your text messages and I'll be reading them shortly as we now allow Daniel to answer these two questions from Lo from Jongle and Elias from Zara.
Yes, thank you very much. I want to start with the Lo Daniel in Jongle. And his question is that why is it that government has not paid civil servants? You know, it comes back to what we are talking about. The government has obligations, and these obligations are many. First of all, meeting salaries and providing all the necessary needs for the citizens of this country. And for the government to be able to achieve this, the government needs adequate revenue to realize this. In a situation where the government has no revenues, definitely the ability of the government to provide the services in time as people intend, pay salaries in time, will definitely not be accomplished. And this is one reason we are talking not only to the taxpayers and also to the government here that we have to take up our responsibilities. You as taxpayers ensure that you respond to pay your taxes. And the government also ensure that the taxes that are paid adequately are used to meet the needs of the citizens in form of meeting tax, I mean salary obligations, in terms of infrastructure development and all this. So it is a collective responsibility. We can say why government has not paid the tax, I mean our salaries, and the reason might be that the taxpayers have not complied to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we have to address. In our will, I said, this is our problem. It's not only the problem of the government, but it is our problem as people of South Sudan. If we all stick to our obligations, and then we can be able to achieve what we want. And then Elias in Njara, Western Equatoria, thank you for your concern. And his concern is that what can we do to ensure that what we are talking about is implemented? What we are doing here is giving information. And we always say information is power. So the information we are giving here is for all of us to know that here we have a duty as South Sudanese to devolve our country. It will not be only the government. So when we empower people, and then the people can be able to stick to their duties as citizens, as taxpayers, and then government also sticks to its responsibility of providing services as an obligation, and then all our answers will be, our problems will get answers.
Okay.
Now, the responsibility is you there in Western Equatoria. How to ensure accountability?
Mm-hmm.
We have institutions. The state parliament is there. County legislative councils are there. So what we are saying here is everybody to take its responsibility to ensure there is check and balance. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we will smile.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for answering those two questions. Lo in Jongle and Elias in Zara, I hope you got the right answer you were hoping to get. Now, I've closed the lines. I won't be taking any more calls, but now we'll be looking at the messages here. One is coming from Malakal Town. This is Sebit Riak Kuol, and he says, what should be the solution if the state authority interferes with local government tax instead of it arriving?
I give answer.
Yes.
state authorities interfering with the local government taxes. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'd been talking about, that in Central Equatoria we had been talking about tax compliance, I mean tax harmonization, in which what belongs to the local government should be for the local government, and what is for the state government should strictly be for the state government. And these things are provided by law. Section 74 of the Local Government Act clearly provides what is for the local government. So it is a deliberate act if you are from the state, you interfere with the resources of the local government and vice versa.
And before I continue, as a member of parliament, isn't it your part of your responsibility to ensure that that happens?
Of course, it is a collective responsibility.
So how does it work?
It is a collective responsibility in the sense that we legislate for laws.
Mm-hmm.
And we mandate institutions to implement these laws according to the nature of the law. So if there is a framework in which you operate and you go outside this legal framework, and then this is not allowed. So what is for the state government should be collected by the state government, and what's for the local government should be collected by the local government.
And that's it. Thank you, Daniel. Let's move on to Juba Town here, as Gatwech Manuel Korom is asking, why is it that always government is doing tax collection across the country, but citizens are not benefiting from those taxes, while $15,000 is being given as treatment allowance to members of parliament only? This is his question.
That's a good question. First of all, the question of why there is no service, I've ever overemphasized on it, that the government may not provide the adequate service that citizens require because of the size of revenue that we have at the moment. So we are advocating that all of us work to expand our revenue and provide increased service delivery to the citizens of the country. Now, the issue of the 50,
mm-hmm, the $15,000.
The parliament has a law. I believe this happened probably in the national parliament, and I'm in the state.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to say is that the parliament as an institution has a law, I think it, what they call emolument and privileges of constitutional post holders and members of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So in that law, it grants members the rights to be given medical allowances that can cater for them and their spouse and the dependent. So if that money is given to the members of parliament, I think it is within the framework of the law.
Okay.
Yes.
I think here it's a question of, if government is saying we don't have enough money, where are you getting this 15,000 to give to the members of parliament, and yet you're not even servicing, giving services to the people?
I think the issue of where the government is giving services, I want to say that there are services that the government gives, but sometimes people don't recognize. For example,
mm-hmm,
we have teachers all over South Sudan, and much as some of them complain salaries are not paid, though it is paid late, but still you find that there are payments of salaries. All this come as services to civil servants. So what is going to the members of parliament is the same like what is also going as services to the civil servants, as I explained earlier.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Yes.
As we're about to conclude now, we'll just say thank you all for contributing. Thank you for asking your questions. And so as you conclude, Daniel, this is a huge campaign. What are the plans to cover the states, all of South Sudan? But also, how best can the government empower the citizens to actually pay their taxes? In 1 minute.
Yes, thank you very much. I've said that we have started enrolling this program in Awil, and we'll come to Central Equatoria, we'll go to Western Equatoria, and other states will continue.
Mm-hmm.
What we are encouraging here is that all revenue-generating institutions need to embark seriously on tax education. Because when we empower people with the necessary information to comply with the taxes,
mm-hmm,
then we can expand our revenue base. That will help us to deliver services to the people.
And so information is power.
Information is power. This is what we are talking about.
Thank you so much, Daniel Lokorto, for coming.
Yes.
Yes, this has brought us to the end of Nationwide Discussion Hour today. We hope indeed to have more conversations about taxation and tax compliance. It is a hot topic, and we'll definitely try as much as possible to give you more information on that, as it is now clear information is power. Thank you for staying tuned.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.